Proclamation number 7283 of 15th of February, 1959. Dress of Light. Eager soul work and unexpected end. Again and again you'll also be told that you should not neglect your soul's work because you don't have much time left. Again and again you are admonished to still use every day for your soul's salvation, for none of you knows the day and hour of your departure, and none of you still has very much time to wait for, because the end comes as a surprise to all of you. But many of you don't know whether you will still experience the end or whether you'll already be called away from Earth beforehand. You don't take such words seriously, which proves that you don't believe in them. And yet you should reckon with the fact that every earthly life can only be short, which is proven to you every day by what happens around you. One day you will bitterly regret every day you left and used in order to create an advantage for your soul in the spiritual kingdom, for they are useless days since you don't do any work for your soul, since you don't make an effort to do good works which alone will follow you into eternity. It is truly of utmost urgency that you write these words into your heart that you should work while it is still day, because night will irrevocably fall upon you and you can no longer work. And you could still perform so many works of love that you could truly acquire a degree of maturity for your soul which would ensure your entry into supreme bliss. You could acquire riches for your soul with which you can then work in the spiritual kingdom. You could truly create a garment of light for yourselves and then need not fear the entrance into the kingdom of the beyond. But you don't do it because you don't believe that your earthly way of life will one day have an effect after your physical death. And therefore you are told again and again that you should not neglect to help your soul gain a garment of light which you can only create on earth through diligent soul work, through a life according to God's will, through fulfilling God's commandments of love, through constantly fighting and combating the weaknesses and cravings which drag your soul down and do not allow it to ascend into higher spheres once it becomes free from the bondage of the body. Then it can still be bound to matter by its desire for it, and then it will not find a blissful abode in the beyond but will still have to suffer for a long time from the desire for earthly material goods. It will not be able to rise from those spheres in which it dwelled during its earthly life, and its state will be pitiful and unhappy. And you could prevent this. You could ascend into bright heights after your death if you took the admonitions and warnings to heart. If you respected yourselves and wanted to do everything in order to discard faults and weaknesses and to dissolve the dross by which the soul is and will remain enveloped if you humans lack the firm will to carry out soul work. You only need to live in love. And everything else will then take care of itself. For as soon as selfish love has been overcome and changed into unselfish neighborly love, all weaknesses and cravings will also fall away, and the soul will become louder and clear, because the rays of love can break through and the soul is now assured of a garment of light, so that it then truly need not fear death, even if it suddenly and unexpectedly approaches it and its earthly life is prematurely ended. For as soon as the human being carries out the work on his soul, he has also recognized the meaning and purpose of earthly life, and his soul has reached a degree of love which now enables it to enter the kingdom of light when the hour of departure from this earth has come. Amen.